It's one of the most popular beaches on the South Coast, attracting an estimated 1.5 million visitors a year. But Santa Barbara County has spent $2 million since 2015 and $12 million since 1995 to protect the beach and its infrastructure like restrooms from storm-driven erosion. One top county leader is suggesting the county should get rid of it. The county is facing the question of whether it should try to keep a more than 900-foot-long emergency rock revetment and other protections in place, but the ongoing costs are prompting some county leaders to question the beach's future.
I think that everybody's finally come to the conclusion that it's unsustainable and we got to stop it.
Santa Barbara County Supervisor Peter Adams suggested the county should consider turning over the park to the state, in effect giving it away so it wouldn't have to deal with the growing price tag. County Supervisor Steve Lavanino.
The amount of visitors that are going there, to me, is irrelevant because whether it's 1,000 people that are going there or 4 million people that are going there, we can't continue to keep doing what we're doing.
The subject came up as county supervisors considered whether they should file an application with the Coastal Commission to keep the 948-foot-long rock revetment, as well as a pier revetment and one for the Goleta Sanitary District's outfall pipe in place. County Community Services officials recommended keeping the protections, noting that if they're removed, they would need to be rebuilt during the next storm season. But the ongoing costs and the questions about how much protection they provided led to some objections. Ken Pauley is with the Surfrider Foundation.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result has been called the definition of insanity. The rock revetment at Goleta Beach has been installed, then it was removed, then expanded, then extended repeatedly. Each and every time the beach eroded, the sand delivered at great expense. It got washed away, sometimes in a matter of 2 or 3 days. Yet here we are with this huge, ugly pile of rocks.
Some people brought up an idea discussed in the past, what's called a managed retreat, where things like parking lots and restrooms are relocated inland so nature can take its course with the beach. Bob Keats told county supervisors that approach makes the most sense.
The county would save a considerable amount of money by implementing managed retreat now. Not only would the county save money, but implementing managed retreat now would also restore a sustainable beach as a recreational resource for the community.
Members of a group proposed installing a privately funded underwater reef off the coast, which would break up big damaging waves before they could reach shore. But some say the solution already exists. Keep the rock revetments in place and the beach will be protected. County Supervisor Janet Wolf.
What I'm seeing before me is either we're just going to sell it off to someone else, or we're just going to let the whole thing fall into the sea, when we have such a simple option to ask the Coastal Commission to keep the rocks.
Robin Cedarloff lives in Goleta.
I think we have to look at this in a bigger picture. We need to fix the ocean, but it takes time. I'd like to support staff because they want to give us some time to look at some of these other alternatives and figure out some kind of a partnership to not just put sand on the beach, but nourish the ocean.
The issue led to a sometimes contentious hours-long discussion among county supervisors. They agreed that others should be helping to foot the bill, with utility companies, UCSB, Caltrans, and the Goleta Sanitary District, and Santa Barbara Airport all having key infrastructure, which would be at risk without the coastal storm protections provided by the beach. In the end, supervisors decided to pursue getting permit extensions to keep the rock revetments in place while talking to other agencies about cost sharing and exploring whether the county could actually turn the beach over to the state. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.